సో ది మంత్రాస్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ సమాన విత్ లౌకిక శబ్ద. దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ శబ్ద సామాన్య. ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ వెన్ యూ స్పీక్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఎ మీనింగ్ టు దట్ స్పీచ్ ఆర్ నాట్? దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. సిమిలర్లీ మంత్రాస్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ వర్డ్స్ వెరీ సిమిలర్ టు ది లౌకిక వర్డ్స్ శబ్ద సామాన్య. This I discussed in the earlier class that Gemini also has the sutram like that. Namely, the words which are there in this loka, like Agnihi, or Ghrutam, Indraya Dadhi Juhoti, suppose. For Indra, Rat Indra, you offer oblation of Dadhi. Suppose Indra doesn't mean Indra, Dadhi doesn't mean Dadhi, Juhoti doesn't mean Juhoti, then what kind of, what special meaning you will bring? Dadhi means some, da means this, dhi means that, like that. If you start that, then there is no karma at all. That is not the way. Dadhi, what is the meaning of dadhi in the society, in the boli, in the speech? Curse. The same thing in Veda also. Toke Vedeja, like that he has a sutra, a similar statement from Vyasacharya. Now, there was an objection that Brahmana was there, and therefore the mantras have no meaning. That kind of an objection was there. What was that objection? Brahmanas are Uruprathasvetit Prathayati. Brahmanas are telling that this mantra you use in this karma, like that Brahmanas are telling. The mantra means the same, Puru Prathasva. By looking at the mantra, you should be able to say that this mantra is for spreading. Because it has spread a lot. Havis will be there. Havis, you spread a lot. That is the meaning of Puru Prathasva. So, but the Brahmana comes and says, Uruk Prasasveti Prathayati. So, by saying that mantra, you have to spread it. So, if the mantra has meaning, the Brahmana need not say. The Brahmana is saying, therefore mantra has no meaning. Okay? So, that he is objecting to that. Etadvai yajnasya samruddham.
Etadvai yajnasya samruddham.
Yadrupa samruddham.
Yadrupa samruddham.
Yadkarma kriyamanam.
Yadkarma kriyamanam.
Rugyajurva.
Rugyajurva.
Abhivadati.
Abhivadati.
Iti brahmanam.
Iti brahmanam.
This is iti brahmanam. Up to that it is brahmanam. Etadvai yajnasya samruddham. Yadrupa samruddham. యత్ కర్మ క్రియమాణం మృగ్యజుర్వాభివదతి. దట్ ఇది బ్రాహ్మణం. వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ బ్రాహ్మణం? సీ, దిస్ ఈస్ ది సమృద్ధం, మీన్స్ సమృద్ధి ఆఫ్ ది యజ్ఞ. దిస్ ఈస్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆర్ కంప్లీట్ ఫుల్నెస్. సమృద్ధి ఇస్ ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది యజ్ఞ. మీన్స్ యజ్ఞ ఈజ్ నైస్లీ అకాంప్లిష్డ్, ఫుల్లీ అకాంప్లిష్డ్. This is the samruddhi of the yajna. What is that? Yat rupa samruddham. So that the yajna is purnam. Samruddham means purnam in its rupa. So when the yajna is purnam in its rupa, in its form, then we say etadvai yajnasya samruddham. This is indeed the samruddhi, the fullness of the yajna. So to make the yajna full, purnam, it must be rupa samruddham. Okay, what is this rupa samruddham? What is rupa samruddham? So rupa samruddham meaning yat kriyama, yat karma kriyamanam, whatever karma is being performed, rupi yajurva abhivadati, that karma is being described well by Ruk or Yajus. Ruk is Ruk mantra. Yajus is Yajur mantra. And therefore, whatever karma you are doing as part of the yajna, it is being mandated, it is being described by the Rukh Mantras and Yajur Mantras. And thereby, the form of the Yajna is well understood. And when that form is put in place properly, that is the Purna form of the Yajna. That is the Brahmana. From the Brahmana, what do you understand? The Yajna's form is indeed presented by the Rukh and Yajur Mantras. Now, if mantras have no meaning, how could they present the Rupa Samuddhi of the Yajna? So, Yajna performed in this form will be complete. How mantras could present it like that if mantras have no meaning? Okay? Therefore, from this, so the contention is mantraha rathakaha. Whatever meaning is coming, it is coming from Brahmana only. Now, we quote your Brahmana on your face. This is the Brahmana which says, mantras are indeed presenting a beautiful form of the Yajna. So, yat karma kriyamanam, as part of the Yajna, whatever karma is being performed, that karma is indeed described by Rukh and Yajus. Okay, Rukh Yajurva Abhivadati. Therefore, the point is only this much. The point is not so much about Yajna. The point is about the form of the Yajna being described by Rukh Mantra and Yajur Mantra. That is how Brahmana is saying. And therefore, Rukh Mantra has meaning, Yajur Mantra also has meaning. You cannot say they don't have meaning. By quoting Brahmana, Rukh Prathasvete Prathayati, this is the Brahmana. Therefore, that path, Rukh Prathasva, has no meaning. Because it is Prathayati, using that mantra, you are spreading. Therefore, that part of the mantra has no meaning. So that kind of objection is rejected. The idea is Brahmana is quoted to prove that mantras have no meaning. A good Brahmana is quoted to establish that mantras have no meaning. Okay. Kredantau putrair naptrubhihi.
Kredantau putrair naptrubhihi.
This is Ashirvachana mantra for marriage. This I used to write in those days. And I have to write a card for marriage. We used to write cards here. Nowadays it was stopped. I don't know when it was stopped. But Pooja Swamiji used to write cards for your birthday, blessings of Lord Dakshinamurti, like that. And then I used to write. Because so many cards we have to write. Sit and go on writing. Same thing you don't want to write. May Lord Dakshinamurti bless you on the auspicious occasion of your birthday. Like that, how many you will write? There were some variations here and there. Put some, I used to write, Sri Krishna may bless you, this and that. Then marriage card you have to write. Then I used to write this mantra, a Rukh mantra. Mantra is, Ihai Vastam. So one part of the mantra is mentioned there. Ihai Vastam. మామియౌక్తం విశ్వమాయుర్యశ్నుతం క్రీడంతౌ పుత్రైర్నప్తృభిః మోదమానౌ స్వే గృహే. అది ఇహైవ స్తం. స్తం ఈజ్ ద్వివచనం. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ న్యూలీ మ్యారీడ్ కపుల్. యు స్టే హియర్ ఓన్లీ, డోంట్ బి ఇన్ ఎ హరీ టు డిపార్ట్ టు ది అదర్ వరల్డ్, వన్ ఆఫ్ టు ది అదర్. ఇహైవ స్తం. Okay, suppose they stay here only, they live a long life, but they will be fighting with each other and get separated. And no, māviyauktam, don't get separated. You see, some of these people, they come to the Mahatma for advice. About what? About divorce. And the Mahatma says, no, don't go for divorce, just stay united. They don't agree to that. In that case, why do you come for advice? Very funny thing it is. Anyway, so if you say endure, we do great service, you endure any difficulty and stay where you are. No, they don't accept it. That is the pressure, inner pressure of Raga Dvesha is like that. Anyway, ma viyau tam. Never both of you get separated. Vishwam ayuhu vyashnutam. You gain all tam, these are all vivachana. So, bhava bhavatat bhavatam, bhavatu bhavatat bhavatam, bhavantu bhava bhavatat bhavatam. That is what it is. లోట్ మధ్యమ పురుష ఇహైవస్తం. లోట్ మధ్యమ పురుష మా వియోక్తం విశ్వం ఆయుః వ్యశ్నుతం. సో విశ్వం ఆయుః వ్యశ్నుతం. అశ్నాతు అశ్నీతాత్ అశ్నీతాం అశ్నంతు అశాన అశాననో అశ్నుహి అశ్నీతాత్ అశ్నీతం అశ్నీత అర అశ్నుతం అశ్నుత అశ్నుతం. సో వి ఉపసర్గ వ్యశ్నుతం మీన్స్ యూ గెయిన్ ద కంప్లీట్ లైఫ్ స్పాన్ విచ్ ఈస్ 100 ఇయర్స్ ఫర్ వేరా 100 ఇయర్స్. సో బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ లివ్ టుగెదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఫర్ 100 ఇయర్స్. హౌ టు లివ్ క్రీడంతో ఎంజాయ్ ఎంటర్టైన్మెంట్ క్రీడంతో విత్ హూమ్ పుత్రై నప్తృభి. సో నప్త ఇస్ గ్రాండ్ సన్ పుత్ర ఇస్ ది సన్ అండ్ పుట్ డాటర్స్ ఆల్సో. సో విత్ డాటర్స్ అండ్ సన్స్ అండ్ గ్రాండ్ సన్స్ అండ్ గ్రాండ్ డాటర్స్ క్రీడంతో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ యూ లివ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. అండ్ దెన్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ మోదమానౌ స్వే గృహే హ్యాపీలీ లివింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఓన్ హౌస్ నాట్ రెంటెడ్ హౌస్ అన్నారు స్వే గృహే. దట్ స్వే విశేషణం యూనో వ్యావర్తకత్వం వస్తుందే ఫర్ విశేషణ స్వే గృహే మీన్స్ వాట్ నాట్ రెంటెడ్ హౌస్ యువర్ ఓన్ హౌస్ మేబీ యూ స్టార్ట్ విత్ యువర్ రెంటెడ్ హౌస్ ఈవెన్చువల్లీ get a own house. This is the great, I used to write this mantra on the happy occasion of your marriage, may the following rook bless you, like that I used to write, and then I stopped writing because people may not understand anything. I am showing off my that is the mantra. And he put only a small part. Now do you mean to say this mantra has no meaning? And it is, the mantra is there in the context of marriage only. Marriage mantra it is. Ruk mantra. And so you mean to say this mantra has no meaning? What kind of conclusion it is? The moment you look at that mantra, it has such a beautiful meaning that everybody feels happy to have this mantra used for Ashirvachan. Similarly, there is one more mantra in Yajurveda. This is Rukveda. పీవల్యస్య జాయా పీవానః పుత్రా అమృతాసో అస్య అస్య టు దిస్ బ్రైడ్ గ్రూమ్ జాయా పీవలి. జాయా మీన్స్ పీవలి మీన్స్ వెల్ బిల్ట్ నాట్ వెరీ వీక్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇనఫ్ పీవలి పీవానః పుత్రాః జనరల్ ఆల్సో స్ట్రాంగ్. సో పీవా సో what is the divana bhunte, what is that devadatta
divana bhunte
which devadatta
pino
devadatta that pilaha is pilaha is well built. So pivanyasya jaya pivana putraha amrutasah asya putraha amrutasah means they won't be hit by death, so they live long like that. అమృతాసహ యునో దట్ జస్ రిమైన్స్ జస్ దే అండ్ అమృతాసహ మీన్స్ అమృతాహ ఇత్యర్థ. ఎనీవే సో దీస్ మంత్రాస్ యూ మీన్ టు సే దే డోంట్ హావ్ మీనింగ్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దాట్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ దట్ మంత్రా బీయింగ్ కోటెడ్ అండ్ సచ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మీనింగ్ ఈస్ దేర్ హౌ కెన్ యూ ఎండ్ అప్ సేయింగ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ నో మీనింగ్ ఫర్ మంత్రాస్ దెన్ యథో ఏతత్ నియత వాచో యుక్తయః నియతానుపూర్వ్యా భవంతీతి యథా ఉ ఏతత్ దట్ రిఫర్స్ టు ది పూర్వపక్ష యాజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ సెడ్ దిస్ ఇన్ యువర్ కంటెన్షన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ నియత వాచో యుక్తయః నియత అనుపూర్వ్యా భవంతి. ఇఫ్ మంత్ర హ్యాజ్ ఎ మీనింగ్ సో అగ్న ఆయాహి వేతయే సపోజ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ మీనింగ్ దెన్ అగ్న మీన్స్ అగ్నే వర్తి ఆయాహి ప్లీజ్ కమ్ హియర్ ఫర్ దిస్ యజ్ఞ దేర్ ఆయాహి షుడ్ బి ఇట్ షుడ్ బి పాసిబుల్ టు రిప్లేస్ ఆయాహి విత్ ఆగచ్చ. అదే కెన్ యూ రిప్లేస్ లైక్ దట్ నో. నియత వాచోయుక్త నియత నియత ఫిక్స్డ్ వాచ వర్డ్స్ యుక్తయ కాంబినేషన్. సో ఇన్ మంత్రాస్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ దే కెనాట్ బి చేంజ్డ్. Therefore, whereas in the loka, the words can be changed, interchanged. You use a synonym in the place of one word. In the loka, he devadatta ayahi, you can say, or he devadatta agacha, you can say. Can you say that in the mantra? You cannot say. Therefore, mantras have no meaning. If they have a meaning, then another word with the same meaning should be possible to replace with. But it is not possible to replace like that. Then there is no meaning for the mantras. It is always in contrast with the loka bhasha. In the loka bhasha they can be replaced, whereas in the mantras they cannot be replaced. Therefore mantras have no meaning. This is what the Purvaksha is. And then niyata aupurvyaha, like agna ayahi vetaye, vetaye agna ayahi. Can you say that? You cannot. In mantra, the sequence of the words cannot be disturbed. Whereas in the loka, you can say. You can say agne agachya, devadatta agachya, agachya devadatta. All those things you can say. Therefore, in contrast to the loka, the words cannot be interchanged with the words of same meaning. The sequence cannot be changed. So for these two reasons, mantras have no meaning. That is what you said. So he says, this issue is there in the loka bhasha also. In the loka bhasha also it is like that. You cannot change the words, you cannot change the sequence. In the loka bhasha also it is there. So what does it prove to you? In the loka bhasha there is a meaning. You see, in spite of this changes were not permitted, yet there is meaning to the loka bhasha. Similarly, in the mantras also, there will be meaning. There he gave examples, Indra Agni he gave. Where you cannot say Agni Indra. Agni Indra you cannot say. You have to say Indra Agni only. The same thing is true with the loka also. Same thing, like what? Yatha Indra Agni.
Yatha Indra
Agni. Yatha Putrau.
Yatha Putrau.
So, in the loka also, they say Indra Agni only. In the loka also they say Indra Agni only. Indrashtya Agnishtya, Indra Agni. You cannot say Agni Indra. There is a Panini Sutra for that. In Varna Samasa, the sequence is determined. So, Indra Agni, both have same number of acha. But some other rule will be there. And so Abhyadhitam Purvam, like that there is a rule. Among the two devatas, who is more powerful devata? Indra. Therefore he should come first. Then Pita Putrau. Who is the more powerful? Pita is more powerful and more respected than the Putra. Therefore he should come. Abhyadhitam Purvam. Like that there is a sutra by Panini. So Pita Putrau. Should it be not be Pitru Putrau? Because in Samasa, Suppu goes away. It should be Pitru Putra. But there is a sutra which allows Pita Putra. Okay? I don't remember the sutra. In Niruktam, they don't go for all that. Because for them, Yakarana Samskara is not so important. Then, are you okay with that answer for the Paramaksha?
Is this only Samasa that you have this?
Wherever?
Yeah, okay.
Wherever? So there is a fixation of that. Ekesham, Naikesham. Okay, for some it is fixed like that. For others it is not fixed. That is how loka is there. Ekesham, Naikesham.
This is an example for sequence of music.
Sequence. Vajrayuktayaha also you like Kalidasa, Ashyuttarasyam, Nishidevatatma, you cannot change it now. Okay. Then, yatho etat brahmanena upasampanna vidhiyante
iti
uditanuvadaha sabhavati.
You
see, the objection is, the Purvaksha is, yatha u etat. This is the Purvaksha, as told by the Kautsa. What is that? Brahmanena upasampanna vidhiyante. The mantra is there. and its form, rupa, means its use in the karma, is always being pointed out by the brahmana. Uruprathasvedi prathayati. And one more example like that he gave. So, I don't know, what is the other example?
Prohani
iti prohati. Prohani is the mantra. And then you do proha, whatever it means. Uruprathasvedi prathayati. So, Purodasha, you spread everywhere. That is the mantra meaning. You should not say like that, oh, Purodasha, you spread everywhere. You should not say like that. You have to say only Uruprathasva. And then, so the rupa of the mantra did not come from the mantra. It came from Brahmana. Brahmanena rupa sampannaha vidhiyante, right? Therefore, mantra has no meaning. Because if mantra has meaning, the Brahmana need not put that rupa for that mantra. But Brahmana is to it. Therefore, mantra has no meaning. Are you okay with that objection?
Sorry, what is rupa of the mantra?
Rupa is the use.
Use, okay.
Yeah, its utility is its rupa. Mm-hmm. And if the meaning is there already,
yes,
from that meaning itself the rupa will come.
Yeah.
But why Brahmana should intervene and provide a rupa for it? But Brahmana is intervening and providing a rupa. Therefore, the rupa is not coming from the mantra. Therefore, mantra has no meaning. This is the objection. Then the reply is very simple. The mantra is there, it has meaning, and its rupa is coming from the mantra only. And Brahmana is restating whatever is coming from the mantra. Udita anuvadaha. Whatever is already told by the mantra, indicated by the mantra, well, not even indicated, clearly established by the mantra, Udita, mantra itself says that using this mantra, you have to spread it. That is becoming clear. Uruprathasva, it is clear. Then why Brahmana? Brahmana is saying whatever is clear one more time. Restating.
And is sampanna in this context?
Sampanna means becoming complete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well accomplished. Rupena sampanna, well accomplished by the form. Okay? That eliminates the Purvapaksha. You see, Purvapakshas are weak Purvapakshas.
Mm-hmm.
Any Purvapaksha that mantra has no meaning, how can it stand? So he is just rejecting it. Yatho etat. And then one more Purvapaksha. Yatha u etat. What is that? Vipratishiddhartha bhavanti iti.
Vipratishiddhartha bhavanti iti.
The mantras are giving very contradictory meaning. Like oshade trayasvainam. Swadhite maina gunuhi gunsi.
One more.
Yatho etat. Anupapannartha bhavanti.
Anupannartha bhavanti.
So some mantras have no proper meaning at all. The meaning is illogical, irrational meaning. Like swadhite maina gunuhi gunsi. Knife, swadhite, he addresses the knife. Oh, knife, don't hurt this animal and uses the knife to cut the animal. What kind of meaning is therefore you have to say the sentence swadhite, my nagum hi munsi, he has no meaning. Because it has meaning. Using that mantra, you are cutting the animal, there is no connection between the meaning and the job. The meaning becomes irrational. And it doesn't fit into the sequence. So therefore how they found out a way. The way is the mantra has no meaning. Just pronounce it the right way that produces apurvam punya and you do the job. As the Brahmana says. Brahmana has meaning. This is the argument. Okay? Arupapannartha bhavanti. Then reply to that. Amnaya vachanat
ahimsa
pratiyeta.
Ahimsa pratiyeta.
You see, it is ahimsa only. Because you are cutting the animal with the knife, it is ahimsa only. But the ahimsa sanctioned by Veda is not ahimsa anymore. Okay? Therefore, in spite of the language being ahimsa, the action being ahimsa, we call it ahimsa because it is sanctioned by the Veda. Therefore, it is not ahimsa. Suppose if it is not ahimsa, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అహింస ఓన్లీ. దెన్ స్వధితే మైనగుం హింసి ఓ స్వధితి డోంట్ డూ హింస. నౌ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అహింస ఓన్లీ అండ్ ది మంత్ర ఇస్ ఆల్సో అహింస అండ్ బికాస్ వేదా శాంక్షన్ హింస ఇస్ నాట్ హింస ఇట్ ఈజ్ అహింస. దెన్ అహింస ఇస్ కోయిన్సైడింగ్ విత్ అహింస. దట్స్ ఇట్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో contradiction. Did you understand it? You have your opinion that is different, but you understand the meaning of the Siddhanta Purapaksha? Okay, next. Yato etat
viprati-siddhartha
bhavanti
iti. Viprati-siddhartha bhavanti
iti. There's one more objection. Yatha u etat. So this is another objection. Yatha. How? Tatha. How? Iti. Iti means tatha. How? So the meaning of the mantras are very contradictory. So like eka eva rudraha avatasthe asankhyata sahasrani. This even now I don't remember that mantra. Every day when they do abhisheka na dvitiya yatasthe like that, there is a mantra we use in the abhisheka. Rudro hiyasya rudrastasmai rudraya namostu eka eva rudraha like that, there is a mantra. In the puja you hear it all the time. Everybody says it also. So namo vratapataye namo ganapataye namo namaha asarvo hyesha rudrastasmai rudraya namostu like that. Sarvo hyesha rudrastasmai rudraya namostu like that is there. Only one rudra. Eka eva rudraha. And then సహస్రాని సహస్రశోయే రుద్ర అధిభూమ్యాన్ని భూమి భూలోకాలు థౌజండ్స్ అండ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ రుద్ర. దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ విప్రతిషిద్ధార్థ అంటే వన్ మంత్ర ఇస్ కాంట్రడిక్టింగ్ అనదర్ మంత్ర. ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ లైక్ దాట్. సపోజ్ మంత్రాస్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్, యూఆర్ సేఫ్. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్. సేమ్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ప్రివైల్స్ ఇన్ ది లోక భాష ఆల్సో. దేర్ ఫోర్ డూ యూ సే లోక భాష హ్యాస్ నో మీనింగ్? నో నో, లోక భాష హ్యాస్ మీనింగ్. దెన్ ఫర్ ది సేమ్ రీజన్ మద్రాస్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్. హౌ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రివైలింగ్ ఇన్ ది లోక? యథా అసపత్నోయం బ్రాహ్మణ
ధనమిత్రో
రాజా. సో టూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. This Brahmana has no enemies, but you find he has some enmity with one or two people. So the idea, you have to adjust it accordingly. The idea is, so he has not as many enemies as other people have. He has only one or two enemies. Okay? So, okay? Then, Anamitro Raja. You see, Raja has no enemies. Raja Anamitra. So that means he is not having many enemies. He has only one or two enemies, not more than that. That is the idea. You have to adjust it like that. It is the spirit of that vakya you have to take. Asapatnoyam brahmana means mostly he has no enemies except that. But the samasa nanityante sapatnahayasya saha, it means as if, it means that he has no enemies. But in real terms, he does have one or two enemies. Therefore, that in loka bhasha you have contradiction. How do you adjust that contradiction? When we say he has no enemies, it doesn't mean that he has no enemies altogether. He has one or two ichatha, not like many other people. Like a nirdhana, so no money, adhanaha, navichite dhanam yasyasaha. But in his pocket there is a dime. So is this a contradiction? It is not a contradiction. Okay? Similarly, in the mantras also, how do you adjust this Sahasrani Rudraha? Devata could be one, and at the same time, Devata has so many powers, it could be many also. That way you have to understand it. Therefore, when it is said Ekayava Rudraha, that is the vision of Devata who is ever one. And when it is said multiple forms of Rudra, then the same Devata could be in this form also. Therefore, no contradiction. Like in loka also, you overcome the contradictions by looking into the context properly. Same thing you have to do with mantras. Therefore, mantras have meaning in them. దెన్ యథో ఏతత్ అదితి దిస్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ విప్రతి సిద్ధార్థ సి అదితి దేవమాత షీ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హౌ షీ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ షీ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది గాడెసెస్ వన్ మోర్ లైన్ ఇస్ దేర్ హౌ కమ్ ఐ మిస్ ఆల్ దిస్ థింగ్ యథో ఏతత్ జ్ఞానంతం సంప్రేష్యతీతి అనదర్ అబ్జెక్షన్ వేర్ హేర్ అధ్వర్యు టెల్స్ హోతా హే హోతా స్టార్ట్ రిసైటింగ్ ది మంత్రాస్ నౌ ఇట్ ఇస్ టైమ్ టు రిసైట్ మంత్రాస్ అయితే అధ్వర్యు టెల్స్ హోతా why should advanyu tell hota already knows why should advanyu tell in spite of knowing he pretends as if he doesn't know and then advanyu gives him command then he starts saying mantras what does it prove to you he has all the mantras and he should be able to understand when he has to recite and all that but he is waiting for the command of the advanyu that means the mantras which he has he doesn't look for any meaning in them he doesn't derive any meaning from them that means there is no meaning from those mantras okay so you see it is like you are giving a command to the person who has the manual with him who knows the entire manual by heart now you are giving command to him that means what the manual has no meaning okay very weak form of shas in fact the entire thesis of Kamsa itself is very weak that's why the objections are also very weak so jnanantam sampreshyati so the person who knows the mantras still he is commanded therefore mantras he mantras that he knows cannot have any meaning areva it is exactly the same in the loka also how జానంతమభివాదయతే జానతే మధుపర్కం ప్రాహ
జానతే మధుపర్కం ప్రాహ
సే హి విల్ గో అండ్ సే లైక్ దిస్ అండ్ దెన్ సేస్ అహం రామకృష్ణ శర్మ అహం భోభివాదే లైక్ దట్ హీ సేస్ నౌ ది పర్సన్ టు హూమ్ హీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ అభివాదన నమస్కార నోస్ దిస్ గై దట్ హీ ఈజ్ రామకృష్ణ శర్మ హీ నోస్ ఇట్ but still again aham ramakrishna sharma abhi why he say so now what he says has it meaning or not it has meaning why it cannot have meaning because he already knows that the person doing namaskara is ramakrishna sharma are you okay in spite of knowing they say like that okay what argument it is did you understand the argument and the reply is okay the argument is ది వాక్యా రామకృష్ణ శర్మ అహంభో అభివాద ఏ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ బికాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ మీనింగ్ దెన్ దట్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ సూపర్ ఫ్లూవస్ బికాజ్ ఆల్రెడీ హీ నోస్ దట్ దిస్ గై ఈజ్ రామకృష్ణ శర్మ దెన్ ఫోర్ రామకృష్ణ శర్మ అహంభో అభివాద ఏ దట్ నమస్కార మంత్ర హ్యాస్ నో మీనింగ్ అది ది పూర్వపక్ష సిద్ధాంత ఇస్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ నోయింగ్ వీ స్టిల్ సే వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ నోన్ టు హిమ్ ఆల్సో వీ సే దెన్ ఫోర్ దెర్ ఈజ్ మీనింగ్ ఓకే దెన్ మధుపర్కం ప్రాహ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఈజ్ జానతే మధుపర్కం ప్రాహ యు నో వాట్ హీ సేస్ సర్ హియర్ ఈజ్ కాఫీ ప్లీజ్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ మధుపర్కం ఈజ్ సమ్ హనీ అండ్ ఫ్రూట్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆర్ ఆఫర్డ్ దోస్ డేస్ దర్ ఈస్ కాఫీ లైక్ మధుపర్క ఈజ్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ కాఫీ అండ్ హీ ఆఫర్స్ నౌ as you put coffee there even while you are bringing I can smell that it is coffee as you put you can see so you still say sir I am keeping it here for you please take it so that sentence has no meaning because what meaning it has to convey to him he already knows it therefore when you are saying something which is the same as what he already knows then that saying is only meant for saying purpose it should not convey any meaning because he already knows it is the paropaksha siddhanta is are what are you talking in spite of his knowing still we say in loka janate to one who knows madhuparkam praha he says this is madhuparka for you in fact he says 2-3 times అయం మధుపర్క అయం మధుపర్క అయం మధుపర్క లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ శ్రాద్ధ ఎక్సెట్రా దే సే లైక్ దట్. సో హీ నోస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మధుపర్క బట్ స్టిల్ దే సే. సో దట్ మీన్స్ ఇన్ లోకా దేర్ ఇస్ మీనింగ్, సో ఇన్ ది వేద ఆల్సో దేర్ విల్ బి మీనింగ్. దెన్ వన్ మోర్ పూర్వపక్ష యథో ఏతత్ అదితిః సర్వమితి. అందరు అబ్జెక్షన్ ఈజ్ అదితి సర్వం, అదితి మాతా స పితా స పుత్ర. అదితి ఈజ్ ఎవరితే, అదితి ఈజ్ ఫాదర్, అదితి ఈజ్ మదర్, అదితి ఈజ్ సన్. అదే వర్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ మోస్ట్ ఇంప్రెషనల్ థింగ్. హౌ కెన్ బి ది సేమ్ లేడీ అదితి దేవత? షీ కెన్ బి బోత్ ఫాదర్ మదర్ సన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఆల్ దేవత. It is the most improbable thing that is being said. If you see the meaning, if you derive the meaning, therefore we say it doesn't have meaning. Only mantra, you recite it and do the karma. It has no meaning. Because if you start looking into the meaning, you will find it is not correct. Because aditi is not everything. That was the objection. Okay, now the reply.
Also
you find such sentences. Therefore you mean to say there is no meaning for them. Like what? Yatha sarvarasa anuprapta paniyamiti. He was given, he came from summer, summer heat it is. He walked in the summer heat and came inside. And then they gave him with a cup, some nice cold water. He drank it and said, I got the water and in drinking it, it is as if all the six rasas I got. Not as if I put. Sarva rasaha anupraptaha. He paniyam. With this paniya, all the rasas are gained by me. Means I have enjoyed it. కటు ఆమ్ల తిక్త మధు ఆలు రసాస్ ఐ హావ్ ఎంజాయ్డ్ షట్ రసాస్ ఐ ఎంజాయ్డ్ హీ సేస్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? డస్ ఇట్ హ్యావ్ మీనింగ్ ఆర్ నాట్? సో ఈ జస్ట్ సేయింగ్ లైక్ దాట్ పానీయా కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ ది సిక్స్ రసాస్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ మే నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ రసం ఆల్సో. బట్ హీ సేస్ ఆల్ సిక్స్ రసాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది పానీయా. దట్ ఓన్లీ సేస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ జాయ్ హీ సేస్ లైక్ దాట్. There are statements like that in Loka also. So you mean to say this statement is improbable, therefore it cannot have meaning. Do you mean to say like that? No. We give a meaning to that. And then we try to understand that meaning in the context. Same way with Aditi. Aditi is such a great devata. Just glorifying her glory, highlighting her glory, we say she is the father, she is the mother, she is all. Like he is highlighting the glory of that cold water that he drank, cool water, that he says, all rasas are in this water. Therefore, in Loka also such religious sages are there. Therefore, you cannot say, well, on that basis, mantra has no meaning. Yatho etat avispashtartha bhavanti iti.
Avispashtartha bhavanti iti.
And one more objection. There are mantras which have no meaning because you don't know the meaning. You cannot kroshati garda, I told you. Kroshati garda, what is this garda? You cannot even say it is not dha, it is dha. Therefore it is nothing to do with even gurudhra. Kroshati garda, perhuntun jana, patya eva jaya. Patya eva jaya, you know me. Patya eva jaya. Patya, by husband, yaya, eva, the wife, like the wife, by the husband. So some meaning you get, whatever it is. So kroshati garda kya vaga, perun tunjana e kya hai. Therefore the meaning is so obscure, therefore you only should conclude that there is no meaning for the mantras. This is the purusha. Then you see the reply. This reply is quoted quite often by scholars.
నైషస్థానోరపరాధోరపరాధ
దేర్ ఇస్ ఏ ఫోర్స్ స్టాండింగ్ దేర్. And this guy, he's a blind guy, he's blind. And he went and collided with that. Is it the mistake of this sadhu? The post? No, it is not the mistake of the post. It is his mistake. His blemish. He is blind. That is his problem. Not the problem with the sadhu. Similarly, Kroshati Gartha, you say there is no meaning. You are the Andha, therefore it appears to you as meaningless. For the one who knows the meaning, he knows the meaning. For you, it is the meaning. It is not the mistake of the Vatra that it has no meaning whatsoever, because you cannot see the meaning. Purushaparadhasambhavati. So that colliding with the post and getting hurt, whose aparadha it is? Purushasya aparadha. Similarly, you look at a mantra and don't know anything about it, and therefore say the mantra has no meaning. And it is not the problem of the mantra, it is your problem. So somebody knows it always. Yatha Janapada Padishu Vidyataha Purusha Visheshobhavati Vidyataha Purusha Visheshobhavati. If you go into the society, Janapada could be a village, and it could be city also. Now town also, both meanings are there, and these people belong to the village. They are all sitting there. They don't know anything. They are ignorant, but there is one guy who knows. And therefore all these Janapada people declare there is no meaning for Indian constitution. Can they say like that? Why there is no meaning? Because we don't know anything about the meaning. They cannot say like that. Because Purusha Visheshava Bhavati, there will be one special person who will know the meaning. Therefore, mantras are also like that.
Paro Varya Vitsutu
Khalu Vedi Trushu Bhuyo Vidya Prashasyo Bhavati. You see, there are Vedi Trushu, there are people who know. Do you know how they come to know? Paro Varya Vitsu. Paro Varya means Para Avara. Para Avara. Para earlier. Avara later. It is like parampara. In parampara, para and para. And mumagama comes, so parampara it becomes. One and then another. In parovariya, para and avara. Parampara becomes parampariya. Parovara becomes parovariya. So in the parampara of teachers and students, there are people who know. They study Veda, they know its meaning. Like that, there is a parampara. Among them, there is somebody, Bhuyo Vidyaha, who has great knowledge. Even among the knowers of the parampara, who have studied Veda, etc., in the parampara, even among them, there is a special person who has great knowledge. Bhuyaha means very much. Vidya is knowledge. And Prashasyo Bhavati, all these people who are scholars, they praise him. He is a great man. So why should they do that? They know all the meanings, but still he is a special because he knows so much. So then suppose you take this person and put him among the Janapada people, then he is the only guy who knows anything about anything. So similarly, in the Veda mantras also, there are scholars who know the meaning of every mantra, and you don't know, that is your problem. It is not the problem of the mantra. Okay? Very nice. Iti panchamah padaha.
Iti panchamah padaha.
Atha shashthah padaha.
Atha shashthah padaha.
Athapi idamantarena.
Idamantarena.
Padavibhago na vidyate.
Padavibhago na vidyate.
One more reason, one more glory of this yaska, nirukta, idam antarena, without this nirukta, padavibhago navidyate, you will not understand what is the breaking of the words. Like there is a compound word, how to break it? Or there is a word in which prakruti and pratyaya are fused, how to break it? So how to know that? Without niruktam, you cannot understand that. therefore Nirukta has a huge purpose in serving in the context of dividing samasa words into individual words, and also dividing a krodanta like word into its prakruti and pratyaya. So that is the pada vibhaga. Separate words are separated. In the same word, prakruti pratyaya vibhaga is also established by this nirukta. Without nirukta, you cannot understand any of that. Therefore, nirukta is highly useful. You got that? Then he gives an example, very beautiful example. Avasaya padvate rudra mruna.
Avasaya padvate rudra mruna.
There is one mantra like that. He rudra, that is address. Mruna means protect. You protect. So, protect what? Padvate avasaya mruna. That is the mantra, okay? First, let us say, so padvate avasaya mruna. He gives the meaning. Padvadavasam
padvadavasam
gavaha
gavaha
pathyadanam
pathyadanam.
Okay, I will tell you. So padvat means padavat. Padavat, one which has legs. One which has legs. So padvate means for the one which has legs. That is the cow, okay? Padvate for the cow. Avasaya. So what is avasa? Avasam. Avasam is pathyadanam. You see how we use the meaning? Padvadavasam gavah pathyadanam. Like that he used the meaning. Okay? Padvat means gavaha. Avasam means pathyadanam. The food that is packed for the way. While you are taking a journey, so you pack some curd rice, etc. And so that is eaten while on the way. Pathi adanam. So what you eat on the way, it is that, what is the meaning of the word avasam pathyadanam? Avasam is pathyadanam. Then what is padvat? Gavaha. So what has the legs is the cow. Only it has only legs, that is the idea. Padvat means only legs it has. Only you have to put there. It has no hands, etc. That's why it is a cow. Okay? Now you look at the mantra. Padvate unto the cow, hey Rudra, avasaya unto the food on the way, mruda, be comfortable. That means this cow will go and it will be traveling and it will be given some food on the way. Kindly make its life comfortable on the way. That is the prayer. Here, that is the mantra. Okay, in that mantra, you look at the word avasaya. It is chaturthi ekavachanam. Avasam is pachyadanam. And avasaya chaturthi ekavachanam. Okay? Then another mantra, you look at it. So, what is this avasam? Avater gachyarthasya
avater gachyarthasya
asau namakaranaha
asau namakaranaha.
See, karana is pratyaya. Nama came from the dhatu by adding a pratyaya. So namakaranaha, the pratyaya that establishes a name, that it is namakaranaha. Namne karanaha, the pratyaya that is meant for a nama. So, the dhatu is what? Ava. Ava dhatu. Ava gatau. Okay? To this ava gatau dhatu, you add a pratyaya. What is the pratyaya? Sa. Sa is the pratyaya. Okay, that applies to the next verse, next mantra. He is telling another mantra. Avasaya aschat, that mantra. Yeah. యు సీ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ అవ ధాతు అండ్ ప్రత్యయ ఇస్ అస్ సో అసౌ అసౌ మీన్స్ వెన్ అస్ ఈజ్ యాడెడ్ టు దట్ అవ్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అవస్ అవస అండ్ అవస చతుర్థి ఏకవచనం ఈజ్ అవసాయ దేర్ఫోర్ హియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ వర్డ్ అవసాయ ఈజ్ చతుర్థి ఏకవచనం ఆఫ్ అవస and that avasa itself came from the dhatu av and asu pratyaya, that is how it came. Okay, ava means gati, asu means pratyaya, means some food that protects, that is the pratyayas have meaning, you know, therefore like that avas came. It is a pratyayantam padam, it's a single word, and you make chaturthi vibhakti, it becomes avasaya. Therefore when you have such a word in which av and as put together became a word, in which av is the verb, as is the pratyaya. Therefore, when you have verb, kriyapadam and pratyaya, they don't do what is called avagraha. See, mantras have padachedam, you know that? Namaste rudra manyava uto parishave namaha, namaha te rudra manyave uto iti te ishave namaha. Like that, Padachyada will be there. Okay? Did you hear any such thing? Mm-hmm. Okay, now I will tell you one more Padachyada. Navo Navo Bhavati Jayamanaha. Okay? Now Padachyada I am telling. That is the mantra, small mantra. The rest of it I have cut. Navo Navo Bhavati Jayamanaha. Okay? The Padachyada is Navo Nava Iti Navaha Navaha Bhavati Jayamanaha. From this, what do you understand? Navonavaha, is it one samasapada? That's why we have broken it into two individual words and put an iti in between. Navonava iti. So the word Navonavaha, Navaha, Navaha. It is Navaha and Navaha. Two separate words combined. Bhavati is a single word. Yayamanaha, single word. Yayamanaha. Yayamana iti jayamanaha. You should not say like that, Ramarama. You got the point? Because in jayamanaha, mana is not a separate word. It is shanachi pratyaya. And mu comes. Therefore, jayamanaha is a prakruti pratyaya. In that, there will be no avagraha. There is navonavaha, it is two separate words. Therefore, there will be avagraha. This is called avagraha, repetition, and breaking into two separate words. Did you understand that? Sahasrani sahasrashoye rudra adhibhumya, sahasrani sahasrasha iti sahas. Okay, I will tell you. Namaste rudra manyava uto taishave namaha, namaste stuthanvane vahubhya mutate namaha. You did not have samasa till now. Yata isu shivatama shivam babhuvate thanuhu. శివాశరవ్యాతయానోరుద్రమురళయ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూరు ఘోరా పాపకాశిని ఓకే యాతే రుద్ర తనూ అఘోరా అపాపకాశిని ఇత్యపాపకాశిని సో అపాపకాశిని ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ యాజ్ అపాప అండ్ కాశిని టూ సెపరేట్ వర్డ్స్ వెరాజ్ జాయమాన ఇస్ నాట్ డివైడెడ్ లైక్ దాట్ It is not divided like that. So from these divisions, we will know where you have verb and krut pratyaya and where you have a samasa. And he is giving an example. First one is avasaya. There they won't say avasayetyavasaya. They won't say. Because it is a chaturthi ekavachanam. It is not ava and saya. It is ava plus asa chaturthi ekavachanam. Now you should look at the other mantra. Avasayaschan.
Avasayaschan.
Iti. Yatihi. Upasrushto vimochane.
Upasrushto vimochane.
That mantra you say. Before that you say this. Tasman navagrunhanti.
Tasman navagrunhanti.
So this word avasaya, in the mantra avasaya padvate rudram ruda, that avasaya, it is avadhatu. It is a pratyaya. Therefore, they don't do avagraha. Because it is a prakruti pratyaya, therefore they do not do avagraha. Then come to the mantra, next mantra. Avasayaschan.
Avasayaschan.
So in that you have avasayah. It is avasaya. Avasayashvan. Yeah, that's why I'm getting confused.
Avasayashvan.
Yeah, this is the printing mistake. That's why I'm unable to get it properly. Give me the pen. I will correct it. So that can happen. Avasayashvan. So this parichheda, how do I do? I will do the parichheda. So first mantra, avasaya padvate rudra muruda mantra. Parichheda, avasaya padvate rudra muruda. Okay, then coming to second mantra, avasayashvan parichheda, avasayetyava saya ashvan. That is the parichheda. Now that means what? It is not about Jatutthi anymore. Saya is a word. It is not Jatutthi. And then Ava is a separate word. It is not like Ava and Asan Jatutthi. Because of the Avagraha. What is this Avasaya? So there Avadhatu is there, Saya is there. Saya is Syati. Syati means show Antya Karmani. Dhatu is there. For that if you do Stipa Nirdesha, that Shyan will come and Sho becomes Su, whatever, Sya it becomes, Syatihi. Sho Antya Karmani, that is the Dhatu. So the word becomes, how does it become? Ava Saya. So for that Sho Antya Karmani, Dhatu you take and do Tvap Pratyaya. And Ava is the Upasarga. Upasarga is a separate word. When there is Upasarga, the Tvapratyaya is gone and Lyap will come. Therefore, Sho Antya Karmani, Lyabanta is Saya and Ava is Upasarga. Therefore, now you have to do Padachedam. Avasayetyava Saya. You have to do like that. That they do. Iti Syate means Sho Antya Karmani. Ichasmat Dhatoho Upasrushto Vimochane. That is Upasrushto Vimochane. So it is a Upasrushtaha, Upasargaha. So, its meaning is Vimochane. So, Antya Karmani is the Dhatu, Upasarga is Ava. So, Ava meaning freeing it. So, you free it for the purpose of finishing it. Avasaya. That is the meaning. Okay? So, now two separate words. Syatihi means So Antya Karmani Dhatuhu. Upasrushtaha, and that Dhatu has an Upasarga. Upasrushtaha means associated with Upasarga, and therefore so Avasaya means so Ava Upasarga. Antya Karmani means finishing it. What is the finishing? The bondage of the horses, they are tied to the Ratha. The bondage, you end the bondage. That is the meaning of the word Avasaya. Having ended the bondage, Ashwan, the horses are done something. That is the mantra. Here, this Avasaya is not Chaturthi Ekavachanam. It is Lyabanta, Shodhya Karmani Dhatu, with Ava Upasarga. How do you know all that? Because there, Avasaya, Padvate, Rudra, Bhura. Here, Avasaya, Tyava, Saya, Ashwan, like that, they do Pada Vibhaga. Only when you know the Nirukta, this kind of Pada Vibhaga becomes possible. That is the importance of Nirukta. You got it? Now it is also finished, you know. It is Syatihi Upasrushtaha Vimochane. Syatihi Upasrushtaha. This Sho Antya Karmani Dhatu is associated with Upasarga, which is Ava. And the meaning of the Upasarga is Vimochanam. Okay? Tasmadava Gurunhanti. So for this reason, they make it, they are two separate words. They make an avagraha. Like avasayetyava saya, like that they do avagraha. So earlier avasaya only, no avagraha. Word is same, but avagraha, no avagraha establishes the pada vibhaga and thereby it establishes the meaning also. ఆల్ దిస్ విల్ బి పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ నిరుక్తం. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.